Ben and Kelly on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Moments this morning where I woke up with a start. You know, you kind of like jerk yourself awake because it's almost like you're sleeping too long. And your body knows, hey, knock, knock, what you doing? Either I set my alarm and I turned it off immediately, or I just didn't set my alarm. I know, risky, right? When
that's real dicey.
Right, when we have to wake up, you know, in the middle of the night to do a radio show in the morning, it's dicey when you forget to set your alarm. Now, I wasn't like late. So I was on time for the show and everything, but it just threw me off, like threw my whole body clock off because it's like, oh my God. And then you're
routine oriented in the morning.
Yes, absolutely. I set my clothes out because I need to know because my brain doesn't function for at least a good 45 minutes after I wake up. And so it's like,
okay, you can't make choices.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, I'm just running all around and I'm literally out the door in 4 minutes.
That's impressive.
I know.
Wait a second. What kind of cleansing of ourselves did we do? Did we at least do like a sink bath real quick? Did we wash our face? What'd we do?
I woke up almost as if I were getting dragged out of bed by a tow truck.
Oh.
I went right to the bathroom, brushed my teeth, put my clothes that I had set out on, kissed my wife, left.
Did you pee?
I did.
Okay, good. All right. I was just, listen, I need to know everything that happened, and that's like the first thing that should happen.
Yeah,
right?
So here's the thing. I tried, and I'm going to admit this, and it's kind of embarrassing. I tried to brush my teeth and pee at the same time.
Oh, God!
Now, if I were a person who sat down to pee, I don't think that would necessarily be an issue. So I had to pause one or the other. I couldn't continue in the path I was going. Otherwise, there would have been a mess. So I had to sit there and with my toothbrush full of toothpaste just sticking out of my mouth while I finished up and then finished brushing my teeth.
That's great. Thank you for bringing us along every moment of that with you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel like sometimes too much sharing. I feel like sometimes there's too much sharing.
You know, sometimes I think about that after the fact.
No, I know.
Okay.
When I point it out, yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And people came out for Barbie. $155 million at the box office. $337 million if you combine the international and domestic box office, marking the biggest debut weekend ever for a film directed by a woman, Greta Gerwig, and the top opening of 2023 to date. And then, of course, that combined with Oppenheimer made it the first time ever that a three-day weekend had one movie to open more than $100 million and another to open at least $50 million. Oppenheimer was also a huge hit, earning about $80 million at the box office. So, not a bad thing. What'd you see? What'd you like? Barbie, Oppenheimer, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can feel free. You can see more of the breakdown up at WDJX.com. Coming up, it's laughs. It's jokes. It's You Laugh, You Lose. On the way on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets meet if you lose. The gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We're going for this trophy here, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, of course.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, always.
Majestic.
Majestic, even.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, losers go first. I believe I was a loser last week.
You were.
All right, it's You Laugh, You Lose.
Wait a second. Okay.
Are good. What are you doing to your mouth?
We're good.
Okay.
Oh, good. We're good.
Kelly, a screwdriver, walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And bartender says, hey, we've got a drink named after you. Screwdriver's like, you got a drink named Philip?
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, I asked my wife if the cup was half full or half empty.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, for the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Ah. Yes. Do you mind if I say a word, Kelly?
Okay.
Plethora.
Plethora. Good word.
Thanks. It means a lot.
It does. Learning. Good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I never knew how technologically advanced Moses was.
Oh.
He had the first tablet that could connect to the cloud.
Ah, yes. Hey, where do bad rainbows go?
Where do bad rainbows go?
Prism.
Yes.
It's only a light sentence.
Uh-huh.
Gives them time to reflect.
Any more punchlines?
No.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Furniture store salesman told me this sofa will seat 5 people without any problems.
Okay.
I said, where am I going to find 5 people without any problems?
This is true. Not in this room.
No.
I always knock before I open the fridge.
Yeah?
There might be a salad dressing.
Cute. Classic.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the restaurant called Karma?
Haven't.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
You know, someone threw a bottle of mayo at me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, man?
Remember the one time I talked about them on the radio and then you called it like chemicals or awful or you said
no,
your favorite
I just
was, no, you said you
proclaimed
your favorite was Duke's.
Duke's was better.
You're right. You're
because
right.
Because it is.
You're right.
To be fair.
They haven't asked me to talk about them on the radio since. Hey, Ben. Yesterday I went rock climbing and the guy above me kept farting.
Oh, no.
It was by far the worst ascent I've ever had to deal with.
Oh, all right. You know, why did the man disown his child named Drugs?
I want to ask why did he name his child Drugs first and foremost, but I'll go along with it. Why? Why did he disown him?
Because drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah, they are. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
My husband and I have decided not to have kids.
Oh, that's a... Okay.
The kids are taking it pretty badly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Jake and Ava.
You know, I started a new vegetarian diet last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I find another vegetarian soon. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Is Google a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Woman? Because she doesn't let you finish her sentence without making a suggestion.
Ah, that is true. Kelly, did you hear about the guy born with 5 penises?
I did not hear about the man born with 5 of those.
His pants fit like a glove. You right there, Kay? Guy born with 5 wieners? I knew it wouldn't be long.
I'm upset.
I knew
at
it wouldn't
visual.
Be long.
I'm upset at what you were doing. I'm upset at all of it. I'm upset at all of it.
You know what? I'll take the trophy.
Whatever.
There it is. Yay.
Oh, I'm not clapping for that.
Oh,
I'm not.
I am.
I'm not. I'm not. That was dirty pool. That was. I had 2 more.
All right, there you go. That is You Laugh, You Lose.
Oh, God. The visuals.
Oh, God. On 99.7 DJX.
I hate you.
Setting the Bar. This is a segment on our show dedicated to highlighting people who are not doing life right so you know what not to do.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trapping yourself in your own handcuffs when you're a police officer, you're doing okay. Yeah, I feel like we need this sort of music. So this happened in Britain, right? There was a police officer that needed to be rescued by local firefighters after getting his hand stuck in a pair of his own handcuffs.
Oh my gosh.
So the fire crew tweeted they were sent to release the officer from the restraints, saying they had failed, used pedal cutters to release. And so then the police officer admitted on Twitter, well, that wasn't a good start to the day. Thanks to the fire department for cutting me out of some broken cuffs. I would have laughed too. So apparently he walked himself to the fire station to get the assistance. And he said, if I put a smile on a single face during these difficult times, my job is done.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Nowhere in this story does it say how he did this. But apparently, he was messing around with his handcuffs and accidentally got handcuffed himself.
Oopsie daisies.
So he had to go to the fire department to be like, hey, can you get me out? I swear I'm a police officer.
Like, you have jaws of life.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah, buddy, sure, you're a police officer. I bet you're a stripper. Just dress as a police officer. No, really, I'm a police officer. These aren't pink, fuzzy handcuffs. These are real handcuffs.
Yeah, we got it, police boy. Do a little dance for us.
Right. We got a pole right here you can swing around on. Earn your money. So anyways, yeah, setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trapping yourself in your own set of handcuffs, when you're the police officer, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody had a good laugh about it. So this is kind of one of those setting the bar, so not too bad.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
You see this story out of Belgium of this guy who literally gets drunk by eating pasta and carbs?
Like, how does that happen?
Okay, so this is where this story gets really weird. Mm. So 47-year-old dude, right, out of Belgium. So he kept complaining about feeling drunk, even though he hadn't drank anything, hadn't had any sort of sneaky glasses of wine or cocktails or anything like that.
That'd be troubling.
Right. So he visited the hospital. You know, they examined him, all that stuff. And they were like, you know what? This is strange. The way your body metabolizes carbs kind of ferments and turns it into kind of an alcohol. So,
weird.
Yeah. So this guy kind of was plagued with this in the fact that, like, he lost his license to drive because,
oh gosh,
you know, I mean, like, there's no way that the police weren't going to believe him when he's like, no, I just had a big pasta dinner. I just had some spaghetti, no. Officer. Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Right. Exactly. The police aren't going to be like, oh, okay, sure. So anyways, this is where this gets really bizarre. So the doctors decide, okay, the only thing we can do to try to balance the pH balance of your insides is to, get this, do a fecal transplant.
Back the truck up. Translation. Are you talking about a poo transplant?
Yep. They're going to take that of someone else, put it inside his body, and allow his insides to realize, oh, this is what it's supposed to be.
I can't handle the science.
So
I can't handle the medical science.
They get his 22-year-old daughter to do that. Oh my gosh.
Wait a second. Do they say, here, poo in a cup? Daddy needs it? I don't understand.
I know. This is the most bizarre story I've ever heard.
I mean, it's your father, so of course you're going to do it. But I feel like this is one of those things where, like, we don't ever speak of it again.
I know. This is one of those, like, listen, I'm going to do this once, and then this is where it ends.
Oh, my God. Now, the daughter could probably always, like, the next time Dad's mad at her, she could be like, listen, I gave you my poo.
I gave you my poo, Dad. But here's the thing. It worked. It worked. His symptoms of drunkenness vanished.
Yeah. It's so disgusting and amazing.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I first read this, I'm like, how is he getting that inside his body?
I don't want to know the logistics. I don't want to know the logistics. Yeah, I don't.
I'm sure it's surgical, but still.
It's just like a turkey baster?
Oh, God. That is so disgusting. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Here's the thing. The reason I bring this up is because you come to our show because we are an educational show. It's a show filled with science and innovation and technology and things like that.
There's so much of that in this story.
Yes, there's a lot of science happening right here. Science that maybe you didn't even know was possible. A fecal transplant before today, I had no idea even existed.
This is mind-blowing information. And I'm going to immediately forget that I have the information. I want to go back in time. Before I heard the story, I want to go back in time.
Science.
Medical science is amazing.
It's amazing.
9970 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, if you want to win some fun stuff like The fourth annual celebrity kickball tournament happening this Saturday, Jim Patterson Stadium. Jack Harlow, the homies, a bunch of other celebrities going to be in attendance. You can do it right there on our website, WDJX.com. Tap win. Super easy to get in on that. We'll try to get the guys in this week as well and talk a little bit more about some of the other celebrities that you'll see in attendance there at the fourth annual celebrity kickball tournament. Coming up next, this viral wedding, I don't know, like, you know, when you're getting married and you ask for things, you know, the wedding registry, it's to kind of help start your life because you don't have money, you're young, whatever. But this couple is getting a little bit of heat for the registry. We'll explain. Coming up, 99.70JX.
Weddings are a magical, beautiful time in a couple's life that they want to share with a lot of their friends and family, close friends and family. An opportunity for you to have some good food and have some good drink, do some dancing. So on this Reddit thread of wedding shaming, several people shared this, like, kind of a snapshot of an RSVP from an unnamed couple who are getting married. So, you know, when you get the invite, a lot of times there's an RSVP that says, will you be coming, how many, and then steak or chicken, you know, as far as your dinner is concerned.
Sure, do you need a vegetarian meal?
Right.
Stuff like that, I've seen that before.
Vegetarian option. Well, this couple is getting so much attention because they kind of put a value on each item that you could get for your dinner.
They're offering a lot of choices.
Yeah, depending on what you wanted to actually give them as a gift and what that projected value would be, would kind of translate to what you were going to eat for dinner.
For example, if you're going to give a gift worth up to $250, you could get the option of roast chicken or swordfish, while those who give gifts value between $251 and $500 can get a sliced steak and poached salmon in addition to the roast chicken or swordfish. And it continues to go up to a platinum gift level.
Yeah, which if you are giving a gift between like $1,001 and $2,500, you get 2 pounds of lobster and souvenir champagne goblet.
That's going to be a little bit more than the Michael Graves toaster I typically get. I'm not sure if that's going to qualify me.
So this is a bit bold, yes.
It is bold and it's ridiculous.
I will say, though, isn't the purpose of the wedding gift helping this new couple start their life together? So you are helping them with items that they wouldn't normally have, maybe, as a couple, like set of dishes, you know, some wine glasses, household things that help the couple start their life.
Sure, and you go to the store and you register. But when we did that, we were making sure we're not putting, like, outstandingly expensive things because we just felt bad asking that
of
people.
So I understand that. However, I was told that you should put a variety of different levels on there because there are going to be a variety of different people who can purchase you a gift. And also, there can be groups of people that, you know, the three of us chip in and get them a little bit bigger gift,
yes,
right?
But if you're pitching in on a big gift, that's not going to get you to the platinum level of the menu.
Why wouldn't it?
Because you're not spending that dollar amount out of your pocket, apparently.
But you're getting that sort of gift. So I would say if three people go in on a gift that's worth $1,001, then you, all three of you, get that 2 pounds of lobster.
I interpreted that was you have to pledge that you're giving that amount yourself to qualify for that tier.
Isn't it a little pretentious, though, anyways, when you really look at the wedding gift registry that you're saying, I want this, I want this, four of these, I want this set of towels. So, yeah, I mean,
that's also makes it easier for you to shop because it's difficult. You don't know what they have. A wedding is two, like, households maybe merging. And so that's very helpful to know what they need and know that you're getting them something that they're going to use and that they want.
I'm not saying it's not helpful. I'm just saying that the whole concept of it,
it's pretentious.
It is a bit pretentious when you think about it. So this is just another side of
pretentious
that.
Level?
Yes. Listen, I don't see a problem with it. And if you're a guest and you're going to this wedding, obviously you're of a certain
stature
where a $2,500 gift probably isn't going to be a huge deal for you.
Okay. What did you serve at your wedding?
I served only appetizers and and alcohol. I had an open bar and I had appetizers.
And you're on board and with this bougie tiered menu.
Yeah, for sure. Because I was thinking, okay, well, you know, my wife and I were thinking, let's have our wedding later in the evening after dinner. And so it's more of a kind of an after party sort of thing, kind of cut down on our costs. So
you didn't offer poached salmon and swordfish.
Oh, absolutely not.
Got it.
I had stuffed mushrooms and chicken wings and stuff like that.
Those sound delicious. I would have enjoyed that.
So if they are bold enough to write that, then the people who are receiving it aren't going to care.
No, but I understand why it's rubbing them the wrong way. Because when you're at the reception, you're sitting there looking at what is on everyone's plates. Then you know what everybody spent based on the little tiered system. And that's like judgment right there. Say we had the same menu for everybody. Everybody is the same. Y'all enjoyed it. It was great food. Shout out to Masterson's. They were awesome.
Roxanne rolls in with, I would be the booger snot to say I'm giving them a $5 gift than actually give a bigger gift to make them feel crummy. Tearing the food is a spoiled brat kind of thing. All right. I like that. Booger snot.
I agree. That's good. Booger snot. That's also a fun word. I'm going to start using.
Yeah. Kim just rolls in with, I would just RSVP a big fat no thanks to that wedding. But again, I feel like they felt confident enough in the people that they are sending their wedding invites to. So they'll be like, yes.
There you go.
We can spring for a $2,500 gift. I would like the 2 pounds of lobster and the commemorative glass. See, and they wouldn't even blink an eye.
Okay. So. Clearly it didn't, though, because we're seeing it. I'm just saying, it rubbed a couple of people the wrong way.
Got a bunch of free stuff to win on the website, 54th Annual Street Rod Nationals, WDJX.com. Plus, it's the all-access summer, the last weekend for that, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. And we've got 4-pack of tickets for Kentucky Kingdom to hook you up with. All right, coming up here in, well, I should say up on our website right now, WDJX.com. Coming up next, what I meant to say, we're going to talk dirty to you, okay? But it's for a listener, all right? Group therapy. I mean, we do the Lord's work here on this show on 99.70 JX.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. It's group therapy.
All right. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. So thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I always thought that my wife enjoyed our bedroom life.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So I tried doing that and she didn't like it.
Like you weren't any good, you weren't saying what she wanted to hear or?
Well, she didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear. So like I didn't know. So, you know, she said she just wanted it to be spontaneous and like sexy.
Okay. I feel like you and I are cut from the same cloth. Like, spontaneous and sexy isn't in our DNA.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, I need some guidance and don't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any suggestions from, like, the ladies in your audience as to, like, what they'd like to hear?
Oh, wow.
So are you asking for the women listening to text or call us and give you suggestions?
No.
Yes.
This is the most random request I think that we've ever gotten. But I appreciate you, Kevin, and I appreciate you thinking about our show when it comes to this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Kelly, you're a woman.
Yeah, no, not gonna. Uh-uh. I am not. Nope. Not going
there. Do you?
Nope, nope. Uh-uh.
Do you?
No. Uh-uh. Kevin, like, really, really precious that you're coming to us for this, but I would really like to have this conversation off the air.
I feel like I could paraphrase if people were to text, right? We could do that. Because
are you going to put a sexy voice on? Oh, wow. Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. This is no. Oh, God. See, no, and I feel for Kevin because it's like, it sounds like he's tried it.
Okay, so.
And then she criticized him, so that doesn't make him feel safe.
Maybe as
Kim's. Try again.
Right, maybe as Kim suggests via text message, Whisper all the chores you did that day.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
I vacuumed.
Yes.
Folded the laundry.
Yes.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Did you vacuum?
I didn't vacuum, but I'll get to
that.
Oh,
come on!
Sorry, I ruined it.
You did. See?
All right.
You were going so well.
Maybe you have suggestions for poor Kevin, and really for me, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Take notes,
Benji. And any guy within the sound of our voices, right? Kevin messaged us, and then we talked to him. He is asking for help in talking dirty to his wife.
OMG. Andrea is like, I need to go into the office and pretend to be a professional, but I'm just sitting here nervously waiting to see what dirty stuff people send in. Katie's like, I have absolutely nothing to offer, but I'm here for the suggestions.
Yeah, right. I know. I kind of am too. So Least is all like, hey, if a guy talks dirty to me, I'm just going to punch him in the face because it's weird. All right. Well, then there's that. But then we get a random text message that just says, this feels so weird to text. I like being told how good it feels, how dirty I am. It's hard for us to reiterate this.
And stuff like that. I don't want to be brought into Kevin's bedroom. I don't.
Wanda,
I don't want to be there.
Wanda rolls in. Listen, any listener of ours by the name of Wanda, you know, is going to have some experience under her belt.
Oh my God.
Wanda rolls in, Kevin, honey. Oh, God. Just blank, her blank, 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 the hair.
Oh, God.
And if she blank, blank, talk, whisper in her ear, dirty, 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 dirty. LMAO.
No.
All right.
Oh, Wanda, you say I say I love you.
Natalie, hey.
I think he should say, like, I've been looking for this all day. I've been, you know, wanting this all day. I'm going to punish you. This is not in this is not in any kind of order.
Natalie, I'm blushing. I feel like I'm learning more about you than I wanted.
Oh, I just started OnlyFans. I don't know if I should wait.
All right. Those are good starts.
I think that's a pretty good start. I think someone else can take over from there.
All right. Sounds good. Yes, Natalie, I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, Tony.
I got advice for Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin learned how to say a few phrases about his wife in French.
Okay. Do you have that example?
By myself? No, but merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Okay. All right. That sounds very romantic, I guess.
You know, he can actually send a low tone voice, and he can learn how to say a few things about her that will be actually not really strong sexual content, but it's in a different language, and with a low tone self mode, it comes out as sexy.
All right, Tony, appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, obviously this has worked for Tony.
I think we're doing it wrong.
I'm going to say to my wife tonight, can I whisper in your ear?
Oh, she's going to punch you, I think.
Brittany texts in and says, I can't even look at myself in the mirror putting my makeup on due to the awkwardness of this right now. Listen, Brittany, we're having to field all these text messages, and how do we edit them in real time?
Oh, God. I just got a text message. If someone starts talking to me in French during all that, I'm kicking them out. I don't know if we're on board with the French.
I got a text from a listener. Just ask if she's been bad. And then follow it with blank, blank, blank.
Stop.
Blank, blank.
Stop. Ashley's like, I'm not even sure what I just walked in on. Yeah, neither are we.
Here's the thing. Kevin, when a listener comes to us for needs in the bedroom, we need to deliver.
Yes, okay. We do have a responsibility to serve our audience, and Kevin's our audience, and we're trying to help him out.
We're going to play the sticky wall frog bit game that we've dubbed it, because it's kind of like that sticky frog that you throw against the wall, and it just kind of hangs there for a hot second, and then it kind of falls off. We're seeing if this sticks. It's the last word game.
That's this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Kelly and I are going to go back and forth naming things in one category. The goal is to have the last word. That person will win that round, okay? You can't repeat a guess. after it's already been said.
Right.
Okay, Kelly, you ready?
Yes.
All
right.
Are
you going to toss out the first category?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. All right.
Okay.
So, first thing, 30 seconds on the clock. Name the best mythical creatures. Go.
Unicorn.
Oh, hippogriff.
Pegasus. It's a Pegasus.
Oh, a Pegasus. Okay. a centaur.
Minotaur.
Oh. What's Mr. Tumnus? Mr. Tumnus.
I think that's what that is. I think we already... Oh, wait. I don't know. I think that's a
minotaur. Okay, mermaid.
Or a centaur. It's one of them. Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. Loch Ness Monster.
Merman.
Yeti.
But wait, hang on. Yetis are real.
Whatever.
Yetis are real.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chalking one up for me.
All right, fine. Kelly gets that one. We'll give you that one under
okay.
extreme controversy. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You got a category?
I got a category.
Right.
Ways that you relieve stress.
Oh.
Go.
Water balloons.
That's your first one? Water balloons?
Water balloons.
Bubble bath.
A beer.
A beer. Okay. Massage.
A special massage.
Hey, sassy. Easy. Eating chocolate.
Having a burrito.
Burrito.
Yes. Stress reliever. Eating's my stress reliever.
Okay.
I'm jogging that one up.
I'm still reeling in an awkward space with the sassy massage.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right. So are we tying it now? Is it 1-1? Are we saying?
Okay. All right. Give
you
your little burrito and your sassy massage. What an afternoon for you.
Put me to bed. I'm done. I mean, that's it. That's all I need.
All right. Where can we go from there?
All right. So 30 seconds on the clock. Ready?
I don't know.
Things that are moist.
Oh, God.
Go.
I hate that word. A sponge.
Baby wipe.
Cake. If it's good.
My underarms.
Your finger. We learned from a phone tap.
My belly.
A dog nose. That was me.
My belly got it.
That was me.
My belly got it.
That was me. I got the dog's nose in.
Yes, Steven. Stress eating is very bad. I get it.
Solid advice.
What did you even say? What was the last thing that you said?
I said a dog's nose.
A dog's nose is moist. I think, I don't know. That,
it is.
I think that was kind of right there on the edge. But
winner.
We'll give a half a point for each. So with a score of 1.5 and a score of 1.5, I think we tie this round.
That's not legal. That is not legal at all.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
Why did you have to say that word, by the way? God.
What? My belly?
No.
Moist?
Don't make me
All right, there it is. I don't know if this is the last time we ever play this game or not.
It's the sticky wall frog game of the show.
Right. It is the last word game.
At thebenandkellyshow.com.
So Florida making the show, if you can manage to make it through the day without wearing someone else's pants that have drugs in the pocket, then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. So there's a little fun surprise in the pockets of the pants, right?
All right, to Florida we go.
And the guy's saying, not my pants?
Yeah, we've heard this time and time again. Florida man accused of having drugs in his pants, but he told police the pants were not his. Got into a fight. Police came to break it up, right? As they broke up the fight, one of the guys started, like, fidgeting with his left pants pocket, right? So police were like, huh, what's in your pants? That's when he patted him down. Florida man reported finding 4 bags of drugs in his left pants pocket. That's when he was like, these pants aren't mine.
Uh-huh.
Here's the story he told police. He said a pack. passerby gave him the trousers. And
get out. Stop.
He had no idea what was in the pockets. Okay, hang on a second.
He just took stranger's pants and said, okay, I'm going to put them on right now. And they happen to have drugs in them?
Yeah. Seriously? Did Florida man have pants before? Was he pantsless? And this good Samaritan say, sir, you look like you're not wearing pants. Would you like these that I have in my car?
And or did he just swap? Said somebody walked by and said, hey, I like your pants. And the guy was like, okay, you want them? Let's trade. I mean, I don't understand. Neither one of these scenarios sounds very likely.
And what's, like, you put on a pair of pants, what's the second thing you do outside of look at yourself in the mirror? You check, you like pat yourself down. You pat yourself down. So you're going to.
Well, I never have anything in my pocket, so I don't really need to do the patting.
So you don't pat yourself down?
No.
Am I the only one here that pats himself down? I
feel like yes.
Like I put on a pair of pants?
All signs pointing to yes.
I point. I put my pants on. I look at myself in the mirror and then I pat myself down. I do the old. I do, even though I don't have anything in it, it's involuntary. I do the keys, wallet, phone, butt pat down check. You know that everybody
okay,
does.
Okay, well, I get that because you carry things in your pants. See, yeah. I carry things in my purse. So I check to make things I have the essentials in the purse before I leave the house. Don't necessarily pat down my pants.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyways, Florida man didn't do that. So there was drugs in his trousers from the Good Samaritan passerby.
What a surprise.
Right. By the way.
So is there a moral of the story? Don't take pants from strangers?
Maybe that's the moral. Maybe it's... It? Yeah, because the setting the bar is, hey, make it through the day without wearing someone else's pants that have drugs in the pockets. Maybe we just say, hey, be careful taking pants from passersby.
Yeah. Don't take strangers' pants. I mean, drugs are bad, okay?
I mean, we can go there,
don't
sure.
Don't take strangers' pants.
All right, so Florida and setting the bar are two for one there. My fingers smell like meat.
That's a way to start.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi there.
Hey, give your fingers a sniff. What do they smell like?
Soap.
Okay, so you've showered.
Yeah.
All right. My fingers smell
you
like...
You didn't? That's what I'm sensing from your reaction to my news.
No, I did shower. I had the strange thing is, I had one of those sandwiches that are the like incredible sausage meat on it or whatever, which it's not meat, that sort of thing.
Fake sausage?
Yeah, it is like fake sausage, but it smells like meat. So well done.
Okay, so it's realistic. It's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And lasts.
Yes. Yeah.
On your fingers.
I've yet to sanitize great. Or anything or wash my hands, I guess, afterwards.
Okay.
So yeah, my fingers smell like meat. That's how we start the 6 o'clock hour off, all right?
So let us know when you do decide to wash your hands or sanitize, how that works.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know if the smell comes off or if it's permanently stained on my hands.
Well, it's a good thing that you're kind of the only ones pushing the buttons now, because I feel like you're going to transfer the meat smell to the buttons on the board.
My meat fingers will transfer to the buttons and then become meat buttons?
A little. I feel like that could be. There's a danger of that happening.
Yeah, the ironic twist in all that is it's not meat.
Yes. Wow. That is kind of mind-blowing.
Right?
They got it right. Like you said, kudos.
Yeah, kudos to the developers of the impossible meat sausage. Because
the meat, not meat.
The meat, not meat. Because it was... not that I'm like vegetarian or anything. It's just...
No.
I just had one. So... And
you just decided, you know what, I want to try it? I'm going to put it to the challenge?
My wife brought it home, so I had it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of how I work.
Yeah.
If I see it in the fridge, I'll just eat it.
Okay.
Let me give you an update. The meat.
Have you sanitized yet?
No, but the meat finger smell on my fingers from this morning has worn off.
Okay, great. But still, listen, mm-hmm. And in that time you're telling me you haven't attempted to wash the meat finger smell off your meat fingers?
I mean, there is a bottle of sanitizer right in front of me. I guess
it's right there. You can reach it right now.
All right, I'll just do it. For your, there.
Thank you.
There we go. Now my hands will just smell like sanitizer and no longer.
Great.
The meat fingers that they normally did. So
we can move on from the meat, not meat fingers.
You have now successfully killed the bit. The ongoing bit. Again, the poetic irony in this whole thing was there was no meat involved.
Yep, nope, fake meat, but hey, well done.
Thank you.
They did that well.
Thank you. This isn't really an official endorsement for meatless meat, but if you're...
It should be. I mean, honestly, you should send them the tape because you should be paid for this kind of talk.
Thank you.
We've circled back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not every day that you get to talk about meat fingers, but
is
you know...
Is this an audition? I feel like it's an audition.
Hi, I'm Ben Davis for Meat Fingers. I'd like to spend the next 60 seconds talking to you about meat fingers and how delicious they smell and how everything you touch turns to that meaty, meaty goodness smell.
See, I'm feeling like they're not going to want that associated with their product.
Listen,
because most people don't want that.
Sometimes it's up to us to tell the client what they actually need.
Oh, okay. You're going to convince them this is a good thing. Like you want... Your fingers got it.
Yeah, this is the way to go. Like listen, hi, I'm Ben Davis. If you love the taste of meat, but for whatever reason, whether it's beliefs or your digestive system can't have it, then may I suggest the Impossible Sausage Meat from wherever.
Sparky, we're in an age where you're not supposed to lick your own fingers now. So that's probably not a good thing to say, hey, they smell like delicious meat. You're going to want to lick them all the time. Don't do that.
I'm not saying lick them. I didn't lick my fingers this morning. The meat finger smell got all over the consoles here.
Someone is just tuning in for the very first time, and this is the snapshot they're getting of our show.
Yeah, welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We have won awards, by the way. We have.
They're hanging on the wall.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, good morning. Every hour we give you feel-good stories. And Kelly K.
Oh, this is such a good one. 9-year-old Sam has been taking weekly sewing lessons from his aunt, and it's paying off. The video of him giving his dad a shirt he made him has racked up over 13 million views, and it has me in my feels.
My Aunt Val, so his great aunt, is a unbelievable seamstress. He thought that was so cool. So for the last few years, she's been showing him how to do things. And it got to the point where he wanted to kind of kick it up a notch. And he's been going weekly for sewing classes every week, and he's been getting better and better. Some people had a mother or a grandmother who sewed, and you know that person has since passed on, and they don't know what to do with some of the fabric and supplies. And so they offer to send it to Sam because they know he'll use it. Boy, that's incredibly meaningful.
That's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So he's made all sorts of clothes, pillows, scrunchies. He's just pretty awesome.
Aww.
So you can see the incredible video. And his dad is so proud. I mean, he's showing it off in the mirror, and he's just kind of really looking at the details, the buttons and the collar. And he just really is. And Sam is so proud looking at his dad wearing the shirt that he made for him. It's the sweetest thing ever at WDJX.com.
We've all made those purchases where we kind of regret. We're like, why did I do that? Either it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or it's just turned into an incredible waste of money.
So this started back in May. I saw an Instagram ad for something I thought would be perfectly suited for my husband for Father's Day. So yay for me. I was thinking so far ahead, right?
Ah.
And I thought, okay, no problem. I thought I was buying a like golf cornhole game.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time you've bought something from Instagram.
No, and it's worked out pretty well.
Sure.
In the past. So I thought it said U.S. shipping.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was led to believe it was shipping from the U.S.
Sure.
Which turned out to not be true.
Get out of here.
I know. Shocking. Twist, right?
Okay, this black twist.
So I get an email from the original shop, you know, hey, thanks for your order. And then I get an update email several weeks later from a different shop altogether, where if you go to the shop, there is this product that I bought doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe they discontinued it, or maybe it was sold out. Was that the case?
No.
Oh.
This began the red flags.
Okay.
That went up. And so then I started the whole email process of, hey, what did I buy again? Please clarify, because I wanted to make sure it was what I thought I was buying. Long story short, about 45 days later, I get the product.
Oh, good.
It looks a little different.
So it's not the cornhole golf ball set that you purchased.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like two boards, you know, all these golf balls, little tee thing that you hit off of, all that, little carrying bag, the things, instructions. I got a golf ball.
And like the rest of the set was coming later?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a single golf ball from China.
Yeah.
So I was a little angry. And of course, you know, they say, oh, you know, we want you to be satisfied. I'm like, that's great. And they're like, yeah, I can't. I escalated it to like PayPal. I'm complaining. I'm like, this is fraud. They didn't give me anything that they said they were going to give me. And I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm out $29.
No,
embracement price. I thought that's a really good price for a game like that, right?
Sure.
$29.
All right. So your husband ended up getting a golf ball for Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
And he said he inspected it. He's a golfer.
Yeah.
He knows golf balls. He said, that's not even a good golf ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's not like he can even really use that.
Right. Now, we've done this show, what are the drunk purchases you've made? Mm-hmm. Which could almost be in the same category as dumb things that you've purchased.
Sure.
However, you did this of sober mind.
Sure did. I had the best of intentions. And again, like I said, it looked really cool. The little video, these people looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I thought, I want to have the time of our life like that.
Yeah.
I
will say that you can see it all up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But one of my favorite comments under the post, John, who purchased an extra large dog pool, it too came from China, and the pool was about as big as his actual foot. It was maybe 10 inches around, and that's it. That extra large, you know, cameras are
several
amazing.
People.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
several people were duped by that one.
Yeah. So you can dive into that or post your own. Text us dumbest things you've purchased.
TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
I'm enjoying this thread on Facebook. This is all kind of snowballing from Kelly's golf game that she tried to purchase for her husband. Took what? A couple months? And
45 days.
Yeah, 45 days.
And it came in the form of one single golf ball. Single. That's what they called the golf game.
Yeah.
Which was highly misrepresented on Instagram.
Carrie said she ordered 4 sun loungers. Nice. Received a cheap 10-cent ring.
Oh, wow.
Desiree.
That's drastically different.
Yeah, got another ring from China when she thought she was buying an inflatable hot tub. Wow.
Oh, that is different.
That
as
is
well.
A lot different. Barb rolls in. Got a text from a listener who said, I ordered an inflatable water slide for my kids. About $100. Kept emailing the company. The website I got it from was removed. Made a case with PayPal. Then I received an email with a USPS tracking number. Received a package. Uh-huh. From the tracking, with that tracking number, with one pair of dirty socks.
Oh, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So this is the thing. The problem with PayPal is if you open your case a little too early, like you only have one shot to give them all your evidence. Like I couldn't go back and update them like, oh, hey, I did actually get the product and it's drastically different than what I thought I was buying. I'm not able to send them that new little update. And so they may judge against me. And once that decision is rendered, it's final.
Oh, final. It's like Judge Judy.
It's like my $29 will never return.
Yeah, you can go through some of the posts there on Facebook. There are several that have a certain theme. They all seem to be coming from China.
They the websites like pack up in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah, but I'll tell you that this isn't necessarily like dumbest thing you've purchased, because it's not dumb thing you purchased. It's just you got swindled.
We got duped.
Yeah, you got duped into thinking that you were buying something when in fact you were not buying that at all. And getting something else. So,
and listen, I've gotten some many, many wonderful products from Instagram and Facebook ads. My husband, one of his favorite shirts is Best Pug Dad. I got that.
Didn't,
as described.
You really never learned your lesson, did you? Because didn't you, before this, order a nice pair of
Can you talk about my headphones?
Professional headphones.
Why did you bring that up? It was years ago.
Okay.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right,
there are other good things. I said, you know what? Those look like fine products. They look like fine people. I'm trying to support the economy.
Sure.
That's why I shop.
I'm going to go back in. Those headphones look legit.
They did. They were just a little cheaper on eBay. Yeah. Turns out it was just the shell that looked legit inside. Yeah. Really not so much.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. So anyways.
You know where they came from?
China. Yeah.